Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Finally, the last day of February. This has been the longest month in my recorded lifetime.
In your recorded lifetime.
In my recorded lifetime, which only started when I met you, of course. Everything before that just did not count. But this has just seemed like it's 28 days, but it seemed like it's been a forever month. Okay, let me whinge a little bit about that. But hey, 7:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
I asked her about something. I said, Christina, did you? She goes, it's been on the website. It's been up on Facebook for a week or 10 days. And I went, she says, I told you. And I said, yeah, I knew that. I was just checking on you. she did a video of Bushnell's apparel. Yeah, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and John was in here last night for Man Up with Ted and Perry and I. Anyway, National Days.
So today is a National Tooth Fairy Day.
Tooth Fairy, okay. And Tooth Fairy,
Aww. Can
we still say that? Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, they're fairies. There are definitely fairies. Fairies, okay. Fairies are all around us if you believe
fairies.
In fairies.
We can say fairies. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And why do you have to, you know?
I just wanted to know to make sure.
You can say Tooth
You can
fairy.
Call somebody stupid. As long as it's, you know, kind of, a, maybe you can say, you're stupid, but I'm not even sure you can say that. I was watching Yellowstone last night. I was watching these guys trying to figure out what words they could say. Anyway.
Let's go to the weather. 55 degrees. If you're looking out, we are having just extremely beautiful weather, as of late. I know I was out with a horse yesterday and it just felt good to just actually have sunshine on my shoulders. How great of a day we're going to have. 84. Now, when we were, this is what's great about the weather, too, is it changes so much. As you read the weather, we can always read out the 5 days ahead of us, but it does change because we would have never thought at the top of the week that it was going to be 84. We thought maybe in the high 70s. So that's the prediction today, 84, with overnight low skies of 48. Tomorrow, Saturday, calls for 72, increasing clouds. And it's not until Saturday night that we have a chance, about 70% chance of showers. And on Sunday, 56 with showers once again. And then on Sunday night, around 44 with chance of showers. So, you know, the weekend, just be aware that you might want to bring your umbrella or bring your slicker out and just know that we're heading that for that kind of weather. But it's nothing super chilly. Looks like we've got partly cloudy on Monday and on Tuesday, chance of showers once again. So there we go in March. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It's a locally owned, a veteran-owned business. They're in several generations now of Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
And we are with Pinky and Katrina. And Pinky is the dog, and she is adorable.
And Katrina, and they're from here.
And so is Katrina.
With our Moma from Haven Humane. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Oh, let's just talk about Pinky.
Okay, Pinky is the
which
dog.
Is a horrible name for this dog because it's a little lab. It's like a miniature lab with a white underbelly. So I'm thinking maybe a little cattle dog or a hunting dog. You know?
What do you think, Katrina?
That's kind of what I think. She has the, like, spotted white chest and the feet.
Yeah.
She has a very interesting look. And then she's got a curled tail.
Yeah.
She's just very interesting looking and very miniature. She's only about 40 pounds.
Yeah,
she's
extremely affectionate.
Her face is a lab face. And then she's got little white paws, some white on her paws, a little white at the tip of her tail and underneath her stomach. And she is a love. I'm just, Linda?
She charmed you immediately.
Oh my gosh.
She's good at that.
And then she came over. We're not doing two dogs.
She's doing the frog on the butt, you know, where they lay flat out, where she's chewing on her
tail. Yeah, she is.
Did you see she came over to your
feet? Under the table doing that right now.
She came over to your feet.
Yes.
And was laying on them and just saying, love me.
I know. She's a
I could tell you bonded with her.
Well, I think anybody would bond with her. She's just that type of dog, right, Katrina?
She definitely is.
So she sits.
I saw you on walking her today on a leash, too, as I drove into work.
Yeah, so. No, she's pretty good on the leash. She's really young, too. She's only about 9 months old. So she still has a lot of puppiness her, but she's very smart. I would say she's pretty mature for her age.
Well, she was just nibbling my fingers and not biting hard, but just, you know, nibbling like, you know, because some younger dogs don't know how hard they can do. Like Buford would take my hand in his mouth and he never, you know, because I'll you know, tease him.
Yeah.
But he never bites down and she's like that. But she is adorable, my friends. She's 9 months old. And when she'll sit in front of you and you hold your hand out, she gives you the paw. It's like shaking. She is already ready to go home right now. Come on down to the studios right now.
It doesn't work like that, though, right?
Not quite.
Got to fill out the paperwork and get in the system. But it's easy.
You guys make it
very easy.
And she was chipped, but it was kind of maybe.
Maybe a couple owners ago or whatever. She's 9 months. So.
Yeah. No, she's an awesome dog.
Yeah.
She's incredible, and she's very silly. She's one of those dogs, as you know, you guys saw, she's really affectionate, loves people, but she's also one that's pretty good at, like, entertaining herself. And I actually learned something very funny about her this morning. I took her outside, and I learned that if she really likes a toy, she will bury it when she's done playing with it.
Is that right?
Well, it's kind of cute, but I mean, she wants to come back to it.
Yeah.
She says, I don't want anybody else to play with my toy. And,
when we had Snooki, we had a big basket with, I swear there must have been 30, 40 through the years. And she would just go dig for a specific toy.
There was no rhyme or reason. Yeah, turn the basket over.
And she would look for a specific toy that she maybe hadn't played with in 9 months.
She knew what she wanted.
I know.
Yeah. And then the rest of the toys laying on the ground, then she'd be out there on
that one. Oh, so what's happening with Haven Humane? Of course, this is your moment.
Yeah, thank you.
And Pinkies.
Yeah, she found one of Buford's toys, and that's what she's doing right now. Something cool that we are doing that I don't think a lot of people are aware of, because it's kind of a newer thing.
Okay.
But we have these tribute tags people can purchase for, you know, to honor a loved one, you know, a person or a pet. And we have these really cool statues in front of our adoption center, a dog statue and a cat statue. And if you purchase a tribute tag, it'll get added to the statue in front. So it's a really cool way to honor somebody and also help out the animals. So if you're interested in the tribute tags, you just have to go to our website, havenhumane.org, and under ways to give, it says tribute tags, and you can purchase it through there.
So what is, do they stamp it on, like mosaic?
It's like it's kind of interesting. It is a full tag. I think the purpose of it is that the statue gets filled up with all of these tags, and they are loose tags.
Okay. Okay.
Metal tags, but it looks really cool.
Okay. Excellent. I like that.
Yeah.
Do we have pictures of that on your website?
We should. If you look under ways to give under tribute tags, there should be a picture. And the statues were donated to us by Gerlinger Steel. So that was really nice of them to help us out with that.
I like that. You know what? Everybody
big shout
has
out
a heart.
To Gerlinger Steel.
Yeah, everybody has a heart.
We've been around here for a long time, too.
Oh, yes.
So mark your calendars for the first, is it Friday or Saturday in October when you do your Bark, Wine, and Brew?
Oh, that is too far in the future for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to mark our calendar because it, like, bites us.
I think it's in the first weekend, yeah. And get your tickets now because it sells out every time.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And we have Doggy Dash coming up on the 15th. That's our next big thing of March.
Of March, okay.
So that's pretty exciting. If you want to register for that now, you can at havenhumane.org, but you can also just show up. And, of course, Doggy Dash this year is going to be held at the Lake Reading Pavilion. And there is going to be a community fair as well. So if you're not into the whole 5K portion of it, but you want to come, you know, there's going to be vendors, there's going to be food, music. So a really fun time for everybody.
Okay, I went to the tribute tags on Haven Humane, and now I got a great visual of it. That's a brilliant idea.
It's neat, huh?
It's a great idea, yeah. And then when they get full, you take a picture. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Anyway, go to havenhumane.org, and you can find all the way. Plus, I also love how you have an image, a rendering of cost of saving a dog, and it just talks about all the money of what goes out because you think, oh, there's no when these dogs come in and some of them are injured or they've got problems, you take care of them.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
In fact, sometime we need to have a veterinarian come back on.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, when she's in between 1,000, how many fixings she does.
Yeah, she's busy.
Well, okay, so the dog's name's Pinky. She is like 9 months old. Yeah. She is just a love. She looks like a miniature Labrador retriever with, you know, the labby face and the brown eyes. Just friendly and cute, and then she's got a white underbelly, not, you know, kind of spotted,
yeah,
and a little bit on the tip of her tail is white, and she's just so friendly. I mean, she would just be somebody's love child.
She would. She is going to be an amazing family dog.
Oh, I think so. Oh, no.
Totally.
She needs a chance, my friends. Okay. And her name's Pinky. Well, thank you so much
for
coming
in.
It was a pleasure meeting Pinky.
Oh, yeah. She's having a really fun time.
Just put her in the back of my truck. Linda's not in here.
Okay.
But just
I'm on it.
Put her in the back of the truck, and I'll just say, oh, look, Pinky came home with me by accident.
She chose you guys.
She chose us.
What are you supposed to do?
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, let's take a quick break here.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Are you wishing for some cold, hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare
better by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
All right, we always know one thing for certain, is when this song hits, we know what Carl's going to do.
It makes me happy. The song makes me happy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl.
Can I tell you something's in my craw?
Okay.
It would be and like, I'm trying to figure out how to place that.
How do you stop you from doing that? You can't. That's what this show is for. To got something stuck in your craw, then go for it.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So I have a very... You know, a group of girlfriends. I'm not going to say where, who, or what. Many of them, well, okay, you know what it is. Many of them used to be and still are in show business. In somehow in the business aspect of it. I mean, I say show business, it doesn't necessarily mean Judy Garland like there's no Ethel Merman. But, you know, somewhere in writing, producing, involved in legal, whatever. So there's a stream of a... text that came around, and they're talking about this boycott that's supposed to be, let's show them.
Oh, nobody spends any money for 12 hours?
Yeah, let's, and they're, and I think it was Trump stopped the COVID, and then somebody said, well, I got my last four because he stopped sending free COVID, whatever it was. You know, your test that you get, that you, you stick the swab up your nose, you know, remember how at one time we threw, I don't know if you went to where'd we go get those? Health and Human Services or whatever I can't remember the tag that you would go to, but they would send you four.
Yeah, you would just go online and they'd send you four.
Which was nice. I was really appreciative that we could do that.
Well, it's your tax dollars there.
And because I'm not sure how much it costs to go buy them. Aren't they $30?
No, I don't think it was that
right,
much.
To go buy
but
them.
Anyway.
Anyway, so they were trying to, or the thought is, it's a 12-hour ban of any fast food.
Anything, they said, every large store, but not local businesses. That wasn't clear at first, but then they said, no, local businesses, you could be able to buy. It's just the large
but still,
chains
here's what I wanted
fast
to,
food, no.
Because I'm not really sure. I wanted to reply because that was the first thing on my mind. But I started to grind. You know what? You tell that because in a small community and in a community like ours, every tax dollar matters. That includes Walmart and Target and any of your, they all pay taxes that go, some of it goes into our community. That helps us with our roads, us, well, you know, as much as I'm aware of.
No, all the big, you know, way you say is buy local, stay local, because we're, you know, local businesses. And then if you can't find it there, then you go to the big box stores because one, they hire locals. And they pay a lot of taxes back into our community, which then goes into keeping our, you know, public safety and the streets and all that. And at the very last, you go online and you buy.
Well, see, I have so many friends that just have this Amazon Prime because they don't want to take the time to, and it's not maybe easy to take the time to go out and find something locally. It's very hard. Like, for instance, I went to, when it was open, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and I bought a clothing rack. And I did pay probably $25 to $35 more, maybe it was $50 even, to buy this clothing rack because somebody went to Amazon and got it delivered to their house. So I understand that if you're a busy, you know, and I was busy too, but it was quite, it was a big change. But anyway, I wanted to say to them, it's like, you know, our advertising dollars come in from other, for us, come in from other businesses. And, you know, this hits, when you do this, it's a domino effect. And we got to stay strong. I wanted to say that to them. You know, we're a business owner. And our staff counts on us paying them which means that we have to get paid from our advertisers. And so
who have to get paid by their customers.
Right.
All those, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I think that it's just one of these knee-jerk things. Oh, let's do this to oppose. Well, they don't think about the unintended consequences. Yesterday they had a big public safety meeting, and the last time there was one, gosh, it's got to be 14 years ago when the chief of police, the DA, the sheriff, the California Highway Patrol, everybody was over at Sequoia Middle School. Filled the place up. We talked about it yesterday. Filled the place up. It had overflow, and people were out in the cars because we broadcast that. And this is something that we should have done yesterday, is gone down there and broadcast this thing so everybody could have heard it. But what they came up to say is they were talking about the challenges that they've run into. One, of course, is the $5 million budget deficit, which has forced Reading Police Chief Brian Barner to leave positions unfilled. I anticipate we will be down 17 police officer positions by May. Our graveyard shift for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is 12 officers. So 17 officers is more than an entire shift for the police department, which means we're going to, it doesn't mean that shift's not going to be done. It just means they have to move people around. The record management system that we spent, we being the county and the city and the other municipalities that has spent a lot of money on, and it's worthless, according to Sheriff Mike Johnson, worthless. So that's one of the problems, is the backlog of everything. The probation officer, Tracy Neal, noted that ongoing challenges with new case management system implemented in the fall of 2021. We're still working through interfaces, improvements, and glitches in technology. This impacts efficiency and places additional workload on staff. District Attorney and the Public Defender's Office both cited that their attorneys are underpaid and understaffed, leading to delays, and as we've heard from DA Bridget, is that these people are working sometimes 7 days a week. The lawyers are. They're working 60-hour weeks, and they look out, and there's a job offer that pays them more, and they're only working 40 hours a week and have their weekends off. Sometimes it's tough to compete with that. Long time getting cases filed, last minute trial continuances. Takes years to get some cases even to trial or plea. The public defender, Ashley Jones, we've never had the public defender on, and David reached out to her. He met her at the, the place he works at the, where is that? Anyway,
she's Office Depot.
Office Depot. And he mentioned that to her, and she says, oh, no, I'd like to come on, so we'll give her a call today. I think it's important to know that even across the state, we are well below where we need to be to do the job you have tasked us doing. In the court system, court can't add additional judges, and the county can't create more judges, even if they wanted to fund them. Only the legislature in California. So, it doesn't sound... I didn't see in this article from Channel 7 anything positive in there. So Supervisor Kevin Cry put all this together. So we'll try and get Kevin on and get his take on it next week. So,
all right. Interesting. Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed FBI Director Kash Patel to handle the seemingly rogue FBI field office in New York for repeatedly refusing to provide her with the, quote, full set of documents, unquote, related to the late billionaire predator Jeffrey Epstein. A letter from her office revealed Thursday.
Well, what they did was they gave him a bunch of documents, but everything was so redacted you couldn't tell anything from it. And they've got the names. They've got the list of people that were on the flights. Now... Oh, and there's all types of names that you would recognize. We all recognize. But it must be pointed out.
No, here's a question.
No, it must be pointed out that just because they went down and visited
yes,
the island.
I know.
That doesn't mean they had anything to do
yes.
with the nefarious practices
yes.
that were going on down there.
I mean, okay. In the days of being in the 80s, in 70s, in show business, you may go to a huge party. I know, it's just, think about some of the movies that you see. There might be some things happening, but, did we think about sex trafficking? That didn't even cross my mind.
But it was going on, probably.
I don't know. I mean, I was...
It may not have.
But there were piles of coke in that corner. Was I indulging in that? No. But, you know, this is a show business in those days when you see these great...
Yeah, but
some of it was some a lot of hedonistic stuff was going on, but you didn't see it outwardly in front of your face.
Well, in this case, and we got to run.
Does that embarrass you?
No, not at all. I was just... No, why?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I know you...
You were just a child.
You were in the Philippines.
In Thailand. And there were some weird things going on.
I'm sure there were.
Drugs, no, but there were other weird things. The fact is a lot, probably, I don't know, maybe thousands of people went down to visit his private island. Of that group, I'm sure he had his inner group that participated in the sex trafficking. In the case, they were called masseuses, 259 of them, whose names have been redacted too. But it, just because your name's on the list, and I'm not defending any of the people that got into the darker side of this, but you know, like if we had a friend and said, hey, why don't you come on down to Cabo to my compound down there, and you go down and you just have a weekend, and
yeah.
And then you leave and you don't
right.
see
and over
anything.
You know, over
yeah.
in that cabana,
yeah, could
whatever they're
stuff.
Doing over there,
so you can't
none
just,
of my business.
You can't just automatically say somebody is involved in this. However, from what I understand, they do have client lists that were
well,
involved.
It's almost like
you're getting ready to release those. That ought to
when
be
Denzel Washington would say, "I left before the you know for Diddy, he would leave before before
told,
it got dark."
Yeah. And he told another young actor, he says, don't ever stay here after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in fact, Washington confronted P. Diddy one time and said, this is wrong. What you're doing here is just wrong. And then I don't think he went back. Of course, I have this, I think Denzel Washington is a special person.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway, hey, we have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. One in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson, is a community bank of the local board of directors. They treat their customers very well. We have personal and business accounts with Cornerstone Community Bank that cheers the banks, by the way. We've been real happy with the service we get from Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or you just stop by a branch and talk to them. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Lance, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been, you know, started this business back in 1993 and has been helping everybody, families, veterans, seniors, business owners, everybody since then. You know, with the raising of insurance prices, with insurance companies not renewing their policies, all this, you probably need some help. And Judy Maxwell and her team can really help you. If you're not sure, they are offering a free review and evaluation of all your policies, and that they can talk with you. And if it looks like it's working, then that's good. But if it needs some help, they can do it. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can reach them at 530-221-0441. Trump's meeting with, Ukraine President Zelensky, and they're into signing a break. In fact, Zelensky's in town, I believe. He's coming in today. A breakthrough agreement that would give the U.S. access to Ukraine's minerals, oil, and natural gas. They both agreed to this deal, by the way, in concept. Ukraine would deposit 50% of the revenues earned from future investments in government-owned natural resources into a jointly controlled fund. It doesn't include security guarantees, which Zelensky wants American troops there and all that. But what Trump said is, we got American workers there. We're not letting anybody come in and hurt them. So, Trump wants a start to repay, since he wants to repay the European nations, to repay us for the billions and billions of dollars. And I think with this also is to ensure that Ukraine still gets weapons that they need until this thing. I would love to, until this thing winds down. If it does, that's going to be up to the Russians in a lot of ways. This joint venture is going to be complicated. You know, they've got to open mines. They've got to have private companies coming in there. But, they believe that Ukraine has, well, it does have oil and gas, but it also has those rare earth minerals that we need, that we don't have to rely on the Chinese for everything. So we'll see what happens. I would love to see, Trump broker a ceasefire and everybody holds right where they're at, until this thing can be worked out. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And if nothing else, it slows it down or at least stops the loss of life on both sides. So, have you ever heard of gate lice?
You
ever heard
again.
Of gate lice?
Gate lice. No.
Okay. Gate lice are those people that when you're lining up at the airline gate and you are in, you're in group one.
Right.
To get on. Well, the gate lice, this is what they,
the term called. They use.
They will run in there.
Oh.
And they're in group six. Because, you know, you got group one, which means you get in first and get to, you know, put your luggage up. And you've seen this.
When this is random.
When you buy your ticket.
Right.
You'll get,
okay.
You know, where you are and, you know, where
okay.
you, when you board, it's your boarding pass.
Right, right.
Well, a lot of people ignore that and they push themselves up, you know, they're in group six and they push themselves up to group one. That's
we've accidentally done that a couple times.
I got turned away one time.
Yes, I got turned away. Because said, I'm sorry, you're in group four. Oh.
Well, this, and that was group three, but yes. We didn't realize they had not called group four.
Right.
We thought they had, you know, so anyway. So we were gate lice maybe that time. But these are people that come up and push it. So now American Airlines has got a new technology.
Okay.
As people are coming in, they're looking at, they're scanning it. Unless they look at the boarding pass, it says which group they're in. Used to be, they would just, you know, as you scan it, okay, come on, scan
yeah.
it, come on.
Right.
They didn't look at the boarding pass.
Right.
Now, with this new technology, it'll say, it'll tell them, then can't board.
Oh, do they say gate lice,
no, it doesn't,
gate lice.
It doesn't. It would be nice. Anyway, so they were talking about this American Airlines gate attendant that was turning people away, and people were being, oh, what do you mean you're turning me? It's not your turn. It's not your turn.
Yeah.
Get out of line. Get back in your place.
Right.
You know what? Frankly, you know me.
It's about time.
You know me. You know how much that would appeal to me. Oh,
well,
you just want to break in front of me?
Again, the manners. I was thinking about that this morning. It's weird how my head went off into different directions. And I was thinking about manners, like, you know, gentlemen's manners. Ladies' manners, what it is to, you know, I was driving with my mom, just shot into my head. And I told my mom, I drive defensively, mom. Always think someone is going to pull out in front of you. Always think that someone's going to take that parking place because they will. So you just have to be ready instead of being mad and angry or driving angry or, you know, complaining about just, it's better for your psyche if you stay on this lane and you just go slower. If they need to get in, let them get in because they're going to be, you know. Now, that's not Italy. And you have to kind of, you know, that Italy's a different kind of driving. LA is very tough. But I'm talking about the drive, the manners of people driving from Redding to Sacramento change significantly. When I get into Sacramento, people are super aggressive and super rude on the road. Like, I swear to God, I think there's house moms that are on crack. Methamphetamine moms driving after they drop their kids off, running around in their Porsche SUVs in the Nordstrom's parking lot. It's crazy. Like,
that
is
right. I actually know even a few of them who does this actually lifestyle. But I'm sure about meth. I just know mushrooms and other things.
Yeah.
It's not meth.
She's just saying that they drop their kids off to soccer. And, you know, they're doing, you know, it's like they can live their lifestyle, but they're crazy maniacs.
Well, you know, the one.
Rude?
When, you know, My bro Pat and I would be on our Harleys riding. You know, you lean back on that bike. You know, you got your feet out on the pegs. You're going. We were going from Phoenix up to Prescott on the freeway there. We're doing. You know, the speed limit's like 70. We're doing. You know, 72, 73. Leaning back, and we're just rolling down the road, and a van, you know, family van comes up. And this guy's driving it, and he's just glaring at us, and I'm thinking, and he keeps edging over toward us. And I'm thinking, And he's looking at us when he's doing it. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? What's going on here, buddy? And I realized he's got the soccer kids van, and he's driving it, and he sees two guys out there on their Harleys, out of care in the world, just driving, and he couldn't hardly keep up with us. But it was a, now was that rude, or was that just somebody that, you know, was angry because that's where he was? Anyway.
Well, according to a certain study, studyfinds.org, they're talking about fed up. 2 in 5 Americans say living in the U.S. is no longer enjoyable.
Let them go.
As economic pressure mounts and social tensions rise, many Americans are setting their sights beyond U.S. borders for a better quality of life.
You know what? Here's what they should do.
And millennials lead the way.
Well, you know, remember Ellen DeGeneres?
Mm-hmm.
When Trump won, she moved to England. Made a big fanfare how she moved to England. Remember that?
Yep.
She moved back.
Top destinations, Canada leads the way.
Oh.
When asked about preferred destinations, Canada emerged as the clear front runner.
I think that's a great idea, and then they can vote to make it to 51st
And day. Number two, Italy secured the second position on the list of desired destinations.
Having lived in Italy for almost 2 years, we can call me first.
And number three, England.
Oh, call me immediately.
Okay, why Americans want to leave. The survey examined the key reasons because they're a concern about both American society and the challenges of building financial security. Almost 7 in 10 respondents worried about the direction of the United States is heading, while a majority described American society as having become toxic. Well, I could agree with that. You got to find your angels, find your pleasure, find your pockets.
We live in Redding, California, and there are people that post things on Facebook.
Well,
I know them. I know the people. Well, and I just, you know, what I do with that is that's their feelings, but it's how we are treated by each other. And people that, you know, they're worried about being able to make money. Well, this is supposedly Trump's going to turn the economy around. Let's see. But if you... Everything sounds so good until you get there.
Yeah.
Italy, wonderful people. I mean, I lived there. And, I mean, I was down in Napoli, which is different than, trust me, Southern Italy is totally different than Northern Italy. However, the things that you take for common right here in our country just don't happen over there right away or if ever.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Are we late? Okay, let's get on with us.
Let's take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, I agree.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday and barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points,
you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 28th of February, 7:52 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time and not have to wait so long. You know, people talk about going into the emergency room and staying 3 or 4 hours. You can use this Get Care Now. Just go to the website, ShastaRegional.com, and click the Get Care Now tab. Now, this doesn't mean if you're in a life-threatening situation, you do that. No, you just come straight in and they'll see you. Shasta Regional Medical
Center. Yeah, speaking of Shasta Regional Medical Center, last night was ladies' night out, and I went. I think there may be, I don't know the number, 60 maybe, 60 women, and you had this possibility. It's Heart Health Month. So they did your blood pressure. They had nurses everywhere and some learning staff as well. Then you went in, and I can't think of the name of the machine right now where you take your shoes off and you step on it and it'll tell your body mass, what your water retention is, what your organ. I mean, it's fascinating. And then they give you a printout and a flyer about what all these numbers mean. Then you had an EKG and they had your blood drawn and to see where you were with your cholesterol. And then the cons, both doctors cons, spoke to this group of women and then questions, and the questions went on and on. It was great. It was catered. It was wonderful. It was informative. We are so lucky to be able to have these nights like this, and Lynn Ann Foster put this together and I just commend her. It's the fifth annual. So
plus, you look at the Go Red Luncheon, which had 550 ladies there talking about heart health and everything. So this is, Shasta Regional is really, you know, pushing out there, trying to help people.
But one of the things that I wanted to tell you about, there were so many interesting, so much interesting information that was shared from the doctors to the people asking questions about statins, about can you get off them? What about this alternative method? And do you know that the Dr. Kahn, I don't know, there's two different Dr. Kahns, but the other newer Dr. Kahn has done over 100 Watchmen.
Yeah, the Watchmen
surgeries, and he said you don't have to go to Sacramento anymore. We can do everything right here.
Yeah,
we have it, you know, and we're blessed that we have such a great cardiology department here.
Well, the Watchmen is that if you're on blood thinners, because the blood pools in that spot in your heart, and they put in this Watchmen. It's about the size of a quarter. Move, you know, they put it into, by the way, they don't have to open your chest up. They put it through an artery. It goes up into it. And then it makes sure that that blood empties out so you can get off blood thinners. And they've, you know, a lot of people are on blood thinners. They've got, you know, bleed excessively. They're, you know, they're athletic. You know, they bump. And everybody knows what blood thinners can do. But it takes them off of blood thinners with this Watchman that they do there. And you're right. It's among other things they're doing, the TAVR valve replacement, where you don't have to have your chest cracked. And these things are, you go into the hospital one day and you come home the next. This is really strange with Gene Hackman and his wife. You know, we thought it was carbon monoxide poisoning. That's what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, it looks like they've been there a few days, because they talked about their hands and feet had mummified, had mummification. Well, I looked it up last night, and of course, after you get through the things where they, you know, the Egyptians, you know, making mummies, it just means is that your feet and your hands shrivel up.
Mm-hmm.
So having been there for a while, and they're bloated. So they, you know, but they're having the toxicology reports are coming out. His daughter said he was in good health. He did Pilates. And yeah, he's 95, and we always worried about that. But that he did his Pilates, and he yoga, and walked around outside and all this. And to have both of them like this they're saying it's suspicious.
And the dog.
And that one dog. But the other dogs were alive.
There was one dog, but the front door was open.
Well, you know what? We're not. The people that called it in said the front door was locked. You know, they said they saw her body through a window, and the guy's calling. Now, maybe they didn't check on it, but, you know, so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, the toxicology.
But they're in a compound also. You know, their own compound there. So having the front door unlocked may not have been unusual.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see when the toxicology.
And I'm wondering with carbon monoxide poisoning, if it was that. Can you just drop like that?
According to Bill Mastin, Bill called in. What happens is it builds up in your system, and that's what the firefighters. They run out of their air. That things like opening a door. They know they have to open a door, but your brain is so fogged at that time they don't know how to open the door. And then at a certain point you just lose consciousness. And there's not any pain to it. It takes the oxygen out of your brain. And then it could have been that, and they collapsed and died. And they came in and said they detected no carbon monoxide or, I don't know if I'm saying dioxide, I mean monoxide. They didn't detect any of that. There are any gas leaks when they came through. So this is interesting. I mean, it's a shame it happened.
Oh my God!
But you know, I mean, but he had retired back in, I think, 2004.
What a horrible way! I don't care. It's just everything about it is like, you know. Okay, did you want to talk about five things you need to know today?
No, because we have a minute left.
Oh,
but, okay. Start with your first one.
Well, we did talk about the Ukraine.
Yep.
You know what was going on. Russian and Ukrainian delegations are meeting for talks today on the Ukrainian border. About the border. New satellite imagery shows a miles-long convoy of Russian military vehicles bearing down on the Ukrainian capital despite the negotiations. So, you know, that whole thing is messy. Climate crisis. The Environmental Protection Agency faces a Supreme Court case today that could challenge the federal government's ability to fight the climate crisis and prevents its worst outcomes. Republicans are expected to argue that the EPA has no authority to regulate emissions from the power sector. Instead, they say that authority should be given to Congress.
It should be.
Number three, coronavirus. People have received a dose of Evusheld, the monoclonal antibody drug against COVID-19. Should get an additional dose as soon as possible.
Okay. Let me finish this because we're running out of time here. Let me give you this happy story. A Michigan resident bet 20 cents on this DraftKings.
20 cents?
He bet 20 cents on the game Irish Potluck as part of Progressive Online Casino Jackpot.
Oh, okay.
Won $9 million.
How do you do that on 20 cents?
Well, it's a Progressive, I guess.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it was with $9.28 million. And this guy put his 20 cents in there. You know, it's like your penny machine that you can't get a penny on.
You can't.
So he wins $2.9
million. Wow.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is set to sign an executive order designating English the official language of the United States. Reversing a Clinton mandate, this order will allow government agencies and organizations that get federal funds to choose whether to continue offering documents and services in languages other than English. He's visiting the White House today. Ukrainian President Zelensky expected to sign an agreement granting the U.S. mining and development rights to Ukraine's vast deposits of rare earth minerals, a critical element in modern tech. President Trump says it's a good deal for both countries.
The minerals agreement will provide the basis for a more sustainable future relationship between the United States and Ukraine and thus stimulate the long-term prosperity that will help the Ukrainians rebuild their country.
Mr. Trump says the deal will also allow the U.S. to recoup the billions in wartime aid it has sent to Ukraine. The Social Security Administration preparing to lay off at least 7,000 members of its workforce of 60,000. And by the time all is said and done, SSA's workforce could eventually be cut in half.
It's unclear how the layoffs will directly impact the benefits of the 72.5 million beneficiaries, including retirees and children who receive retirement and disability benefits. However, advocates and Democratic lawmakers warn that layoffs will reduce the agency's ability to serve recipients in a timely manner. The layoffs are part of the Trump administration's intensified efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce through the Department of Government Efficiency, run by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Americans pulled the purse strings tight last month, a 0.2% drop in consumer spending in January from the month before. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 261 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 128 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is actually actively working against you. I know this from personal experience. And delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, and I lost 40 pounds. I feel great, and I've kept it all off. If you are ready to make a change for your life, call 864-502-1777. That is 864-502-1777 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 864-505-1777. And mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is my PhD weight loss.
South Korea is tracking North Korean troops shipped off to Ukraine to fight for Russia.
South Korea's spy agency has said that North Korea appears to have sent additional troops to Russia. The claim comes after North Korean soldiers deployed on the Russian-Ukraine front suffered heavy casualties. South Korea's National Intelligence Service said it was trying to determine exactly how many more troops North Korea has deployed to Russia. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of conventional weapons to Russia. Last fall, it sent about 10 to 12,000 troops to Russia as well, according to the U.S., South Korean, and Ukraine intelligence officials. I'm Karen Chavez.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters have flooded the streets of cities around Greece, part of a general strike.
marking the second anniversary of a devastating train crash in northern Greece that has become a symbol of institutional failure. The disaster killed 57 people, sparked national outrage. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate's cleared the way for a final vote on Linda McMahon, President Trump's education secretary nominee.
By a vote of 51-47 on Thursday, the Senate advanced McMahon toward a final vote expected sometime next week. She'll have no trouble being confirmed in the GOP-controlled upper chamber and passed her committee hearing just last week on a party-line vote. McMahon enjoys no support from Democrats. They say they're opposed to her lack of education credentials and agreement with President Trump that the Department of Education should be shut down. I'm Agnew reporting.
Rose Giron, believed to be the oldest living Holocaust survivor and the strong advocate for sharing survivors' stories, has died. She was 113. She died Monday in New York. Giron was born January 13, 1912, in Poland, one of about 245,000 survivors still living across more than 90 countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino studios in downtown Redding. As we're looking out on our window in the world, it is so beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's such a nice day today. And another reason it's a nice day, it's the last day of February, the longest month in recorded history. 8:05 in the morning.
Hey,
and news
you?
Is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And it's National Pet a Puppy Day.
Yes, today is National Tooth Fairy Day. Friday of February.
Okay.
End of the winter, kind of.
Yeah, gosh, I don't know why this month has seemed.
And also today is National Skip the Straw Day.
Skip the what?
The straw, the drinking straw.
Skip the straw. Now that, when you sit around the table and you try to think about the national day.
Let's just make this February 28th
skip the straw national.
I just think it's maybe to protect the world from plastic.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Okay, skip the straw.
Well,
I don't really use a straw. I drink out of this like
you did know. Yesterday.
Yeah, and then I like it when they have the paper straw.
Paper straws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, today's sunny with a high near 84. Looking outside, it's absolutely beautiful. It was windy this morning, but, it looks like we're going to have a calm wind. Maybe a little bit breezy, but not. I can see kind of the, palms from the, tree across the way moving around a little bit. But, so our overnight low is 48. Tomorrow looks like we've got increasing clouds with a high of around 72 and overnight lows of 48. The forecast is calling for a little bit of showers on Saturday night and Sunday. It looks like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we do have chance of showers. And that's what it says, chance of showers, underlined, which isn't heavy rain. So when you're going out, just make sure that you know this could be damp and it could be scattered showers, you know. All right. So beautiful day today, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. It's a locally owned, a veteran-owned company.
Treat their customers
generations
so well.
Of their same family that have kept it inside, their family business and love it. 365-3793 for all your gas and propane
discounts
needs.
For seniors and veterans.
What are you doing over there?
I'm reading.
What's on your mind?
Well, there's two or three things. One is we had guests at 7:30 and 8 today, and neither one of them showed up. And I'm going out and asking them why.
Yeah, you better.
After they said they were going to be here, didn't show up.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm sorry, it's valuable happened. Time on the air.
Well, we can put other people yes. in. There's yes. a lot of things going on that we could, you know, that we could talk about.
Well, I can tell you this. I can share this with you. After at 9 o'clock today, I myself, you're joining, and Sheila Hoyer and the group of gals that are putting on the Chicks and Chaps luncheon fundraiser, breast cancer fundraiser, that happens on the Friday of the rodeo week. Last year, we made, or the Woody's made a specific beer that was created with the Chicks and Chaps is the name of the beer. And it was a top seller and it sold out. And the funds from that go to the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser. And what we love about this fundraiser and why I've been involved with it for so long, and I'm chairing it this year, I've got a great team, is because the money stays local. That's so important to me. That for the women who are going, and men, or families that are going through the journey, the person who's going back and forth to get treatment, they can't be thinking about, you know, food, so there's cards, there's gas cards, there are, all kinds of agencies that they would connect them with. There's a thing called the Fourth Angel that we'll talk about that another day. But it's vitally important when somebody is diagnosed with cancer and their walk, what they go through. And it's a hardship for many. And so Chicks and Chaps it started out of Montana. So there's only, I think, 15 or 17 in the whole United States. So you have to be sanctioned through the rodeo and into the women's auxiliary, and then Chicks and Chaps is put on. So today at Woody's, we're creating another craft beer that is going to be under Chicks and Chaps. So if you can't make any of these fundraisers and you hear about this and you love beer and you go to Woody's, or there's other areas in the Reading area that are going to be, it'll be on tap as well. Ask for Chicks and Chaps and know that that's what it's going to.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Kevin, cry. Good morning, Supervisor.
How you doing, sir?
Well, you know what? You heard me when I said that I was going to try and get you on next week, and then my guest didn't show up today. So I hope you're calling about what happened yesterday.
No, yeah. David, one of your producers just shot me a text.
Okay.
And just said that he asked if I could call in. So I said, sure. But I wasn't sure what we were talking
David,
about. But
yeah, anyway, yeah, David I listens. Yeah, because, okay, so it didn't sound real good from just reading the report from Channel 7.
What didn't sound good?
Well, what they said was, let me see if I can get it back again.
Yeah, give us a preface.
losing, as far as the city, they're going to be down 17 officers. The records management system, turns out that was a waste of money.
Yeah, I mean, I really think it depends on what type of, I mean, I look at it through the paradigm of yesterday was a huge win for the community because we're
of
these agencies in the same room talking about one of the most important things we have, which is our safety and the criminal justice system. So to have all of those jurisdictions, all of those department heads and elected officials, I mean, it's a huge win, and we've already set, Carl, so you're going to be the very first person to know that we've already set the meeting for March 24th, which is a Monday, and it's going to be a 5:30 p.m. start time, so it'll be an evening meeting. So our second meeting, like part two of the summit, so to speak, is going to be March 24th at 5:30. So we've already set the date, and we're already working on the staff report, so we can get that published here in the coming days.
You know, I'm thinking 12, 13 years ago, you know, when Chief Rob Pelletti was the chief then, we had one of these where we had the sheriff, the chief, district attorney, I think public defender was there, California Highway Patrol, and we had it at Sequoia Middle School and filled that auditorium up. I mean, the fire marshal was not allowing people in for a public safety meeting. And the fire chief was in there. And the was there a lot of people showing up yesterday?
There was quite a few, yes. But one thing is we had a normal board of supervisors meeting on Tuesday, which lasted a really, really long time.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. But the one big element that was missing, or that had always been missing, is involving the courts, because Melissa Fowler-Bradley has been, you know, the CEO of the courts for quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a huge, huge piece of it, obviously. And so, you know, I would encourage people to go back, watch the presentations, and, you know, be really, really up to speed. So on the 24th, when you come on the 24th, you're going to be able to pick right back up where we left off, which is, and what this does actually, Carl and Linda, this gives the supervisors some time to go out and talk to the other municipalities, so other elected officials. You know, Councilman Dr. Duduka was there last night, so was Councilman Latah, or yesterday. So, you know, they watched the entire presentation live. And, of course, when you're live, you can see things that, you know, you don't get to see on camera. And so I think it's going to give all of us an opportunity to talk to our counterparts in those other jurisdictions and talk a little bit about, you know, what they saw, what they heard, and then maybe some questions that they would want us to ask, maybe not on their behalf, but just, you know, some information they'd like to hear. So very, very positive, very, very great outcome.
No, I'm so glad you had it, and because it gets the ball rolling here, because this is, you know, it touches on all of us. You know, and people don't realize that, you know, even though they're interrelated, that it's run, you know, it's run separately, like the judges, that, you know, that has to, they have to be appointed by the legislature or by the governor, and they have to fund them. And so even if we need, you know, because we still need more judges up here, we can't do anything about that. That comes to Newsom and his group down south, if I am
correct.
Yeah, if I understand that right. Did they talk about this this records management system at all?
Yeah, they talked a little bit about it. I mean, here's what I'll say. I won't go into detail about each of the various presentations because I would not want to be disrespectful and leave something out that maybe somebody said that also reiterated it. But I will say the sheriff did a really great job, and I was really, well, I was impressed with, yeah, all the speakers had some really, really great points, yeah, things they brought up. What I really appreciated about the sheriff was, you know, he not threw himself under the bus, but he said, hey, this was a decision that I made, and this wasn't a good one in terms of how he felt about the management system.
Right.
But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for real, down and dirty, you know, honest conversations. But look, it's not about finger pointing. Like, we don't care where we've been, so to speak. What we care about is where we're going forward and how we're going to,
yeah,
get there.
Hey, Kevin, we need to take a break. Can you hang on through the break? Because I have a couple other questions.
Sure, I can hang on.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with board chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Chairman Kevin Cry. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of the North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fun Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business. Jeff Worst has been in the business there for close to 25 years. And nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis of your car, truck, SUV, or RV, you can bring the vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He knows what he's doing. He does great work. Jeff Worst. I'm on the phone with the chairman of the Board of Supervisors for Shasta County, Kevin Cry. He's talking about the public safety meeting that was conducted yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Your thoughts on is that we've had mistakes in the past, but how do we move forward?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm pointing out that there was mistakes. I think some
speakers, this didn't work, and you know, Sheriff Johnson said, hey, it just wasn't what we thought it was going to be. Let's not dwell on that. Let's move forward.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and that's just the case management system, but. You know, the sheriff, I will say, they were handwriting and walking stuff over to the courthouse. So, for me, I was just really thankful that all the people came, but really it was, APD, RPD, and the courts who the Board of Supervisors has no jurisdiction over, and they still agreed to come. So that, and then they've agreed to come back. So I know that, Anderson is still confirming that date on the 24th, but Chief Oliver, in fairness to him, he's been there 4 months. So he actually, chose not to do a presentation because in terms of, what he's seen firsthand, and this is about, some of these, obviously institutions, people that are in charge of their departments have been there for quite some time. So he was there and available for questions, but didn't have a presentation. So hopefully he'll be joining us again on the 24th. But we've set the date, we've set the time, because we've got the thumbs up from everybody else. So I got a text before 7 a.m. this morning from staff saying that the last one came through late last night. So just another, well, and I'll just tell you, it was Jen Rossi, our analyst, one of our senior analysts at the in the CEO's office. She crushed it. The whole staff actually did as well yesterday, because a lot of them were working behind the scenes to make this meeting happen, and I'm very thankful for them.
Well, what's the outcome we want here? You got the next meeting on March 24th. Is this just simply to let the word out to everybody, or what kind of plan comes from this?
Well, I mean, Carl, like for me, the plan has always been, I want to bring the public along on the journey of being in office and give the public an opportunity to know things that the general public doesn't get to know. That's why I do a radio show on your station every couple weeks.
Yeah.
And do videos and everything else, is because as I had questions, because we all run, right? Every politician runs on, you know, crime or build a new jail or, you know, homelessness, whatever. It's a lot of the same topics. I was no different. Well, you know, once I got in there and started asking questions, and I had to, you know, get through the failed recall attempt, was, well, we can never afford a jail. That's never going to happen. So I said last year, I said, hey, we're never getting a new jail unless we have a 1 cent or greater sales tax that never goes away. So know that right now, we're not going to be able to tighten our belts and build a new jail. And, you know, and I don't know how many politicians that, you know, had been in office that run on that, you know, knew that or didn't, but I'm going to be honest with the public. And when I started asking questions about other, what I saw as gaps, in the system, and I started, you know, reading news reports, which I don't believe half of those anyway, but you know, you're seeing what the media is telling us. And I said, yeah, I don't buy that necessarily. So I want to understand at a deeper level. And as I met with the different agencies and organizations, it was really hard to ascertain, like, you know, what was real and what was, you know, in this process of like, well, can this be looked at by somebody outside of that vertical that may have a different idea or different approach? And I thought, you know what, if I'm struggling to get some of these answers, what chance does the Joe Blow public have? Because I'm sure we both know a lot of people that have left California, left Shasta County for different reasons. So, my thought was maybe if people knew what was going on and what could be done to fix it, maybe then they would stay, or maybe we would draw even more people who are coming to Shasta County. Because I've met quite a few that are moving to Shasta County in the last year or two. And so I said, I'm going to make this a public kind of thing. It's the same thing we do with the ROV, with those interviews. Like, I want as much out in the public, as much transparency as possible. And this meeting, I think, was a culmination of a little over 6 months of that process. And now we're going to really get a chance to sit and say, okay, here's all these issues. How can we? Because there was a theme, right? There was a theme among most of them, which was the funding thing. But that's not new. That's been around since the beginning of business or government and time. It's money. Well, you know, there's a limited amount of that. And, you know, this is me. I'm talking me personally. I'm not speaking for the board. But, you know, I am never going to support a sales tax. I'm never going to be for raising our taxes. That is one thing I ran on. And that is, and I haven't really changed anything that I ran on other than building a jail. But once I realized we couldn't afford it, that was it. Like, I got to be honest with the public. So this meeting coming up on the 24th, I think what we're going to have is we're going to have five supervisors that are going to work tirelessly, working with the different agencies, asking other questions, and then being able to bring some clarity to the public and maybe the budgetary process for all of us, not just the county, but the municipalities, about seeing, you know, what are some things we can do to pool together our, you know, a couple hundred million dollars a year we're spending on public safety. Sorry, that was pretty long-winded.
Okay. Still got some time left?
Me? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about two different things. One was what's happening with the old courthouse and the decision on Hollis Farm. And I'll just tell you up front that it seemed like the Board of Supervisors are working together on these things. And that's just my opinion. But I would like you to kind of give a synopsis to our listeners about what's happening with that right after this break.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. They have been around since 1960, been in the same shop since 1967, and I started going there when I moved here in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. They're just great guys. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They, and I can't say enough about them. This is not a hair salon. No. This is a barbershop, and a great barbershop it is. Like I said, it's off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Licky Miller's. And it is man's last stronghold. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478, make an appointment that works on my schedule, and head on down there. Like I said, never had a bad haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Supervisor Kevin Cry.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows. Got to make it.
Living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Land, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend, presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries at Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda took off for another appointment she's got with her Chicks and Chaps group. And I'm here with Supervisor Kevin Cry, Chairman of the Board. And we've been talking about the public safety meeting, but now we're switching gears here. The former Shasta County Courthouse property, Kevin.
Okay.
This was a subject of a meeting also on Tuesday. And
correct.
You had three options, according to this article I read. It was built in 1956. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that old. And Public Works Director Troy Bartolome gave the board three options. One, demolish the old courthouse and other buildings and build a surface parking lot with 102 spaces, demolish everything and make it a three-story parking structure, and, what was the third one? I'm sure what the third one was. Anyway.
The third one was... retrofit. I mean, it was $78 million.
Oh, yeah, so. The retrofitting. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and the second one was keeping, like, the front face. But here's – we voted to bring it back. I was pretty adamant about option A. I don't like option A. I don't like any of the options, really. But the reality is, Carl, I know where we're going to probably end up. I think it's going to be a 5-0 vote. It's going to be we've got to knock it down. And do a solar component and then do a parking lot because, the sheriff is talking about this, this proposal he came up with. And if we were to do option B, we could say goodbye to the sheriff's proposal.
And option B would be the three story structure.
Yeah. Well, and keeping the facade. Yeah. Keeping the front.
Yeah. Okay.
The front component. And that's just because, our budget, the discretionary we have, which was where this money would come from, is heavily leaning towards public safety, towards the sheriff. And if we were to pick option B, there's no way we're going to be able to afford both of doing what the sheriff wants to do and do option B. So, like I said, I wasn't going to, be argumentative because at the end of the day, I think you mentioned this before the break, our board is getting along so well. I understand where, Supervisor Kellstrom and Supervisor Harmon are in terms of, building, wanting to preserve the historic component of the courthouse. But, I've spent quite a bit of time, and we all have in different ways. So I'll leave it at that. But I think.
Well, it's going to cost $240,000 a year to maintain the old courthouse.
Correct.
Well,
yeah, just to maintain it.
Yeah, that's not going to go down over the years either.
Yeah, and I know what Supervisor Plummer is talking about. He doesn't want to do anything. He wants to spend that and then keep the larger sums of money. But, I've seen so many times in business where people, want to make a substantial purchase. One example that just rings out to me is I knew a person once that wanted to move on a piece of property, but they really wanted to see the market, go farther down and they wanted to put a bigger deposit down. Well, long story short, they didn't wind up buying the piece of property and now it's worth like six or seven times what they could have paid for it, not very long ago. But if you wait till it's, if you wait too long, it really can work against you. And I think this is one of those instances where I don't want to throw good money after bad. I don't want to keep maintaining that building. That building is not going to ever be able to be retrofit. And when you dig into the numbers and you know who holds the keys to a lot of that is Nolde Short. if you spend some time with Nolde Short, understand the money, understand what we have, understand what people want, especially in the public safety sector, then I think it's really clear. So we'll see what the staff brings back. But as of right now, it's going to exist for another 30 days with no other plan other than just maintaining it right now.
Okay. All right. So that's going to come back. Okay. The other thing that you all met on, and it seemed like there was actually everybody walked out happy, if that's possible, was the Hawes Farm.
Yeah.
What happened there? So, and the background on this, from the way I understand it, is that he wanted to expand his agri entertainment. There had been concerns about previous permits being done or not done, and a lot of people were concerned about what was going to happen out there, how big it was going to be. So, can you tell everybody what happened there?
Well, I'll boil it down quickly. Obviously he wanted to rezone. You know, he has added to the experience. Code enforcement and resource management is gone, and there are certain steps he's had to take. He's taken those. He put a bunch of stuff in. It went to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission pushed it up to us. Residents were not happy. So, and this is the third time Supervisor Kellstrom and I have seen this or talked on this. And, I brought Mr. Hawes up, and Supervisor Plummer, had some, he was in queue, and he had some things that he would like to see. Supervisor Long had some things he would like to see, as did I, and Kellstrom and Harmon as well. So he made concessions, and the residents, the surrounding residents, who are pretty outspoken, some extremely politely, others not so much, but at the very end of the evening, I know everybody walked away really, really happy. There was a lot of hugging, a lot of high fives, and that's really what the best of this board, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that. I think that's just the first of many, many contentious things that are going to come, and this board collectively working together.
That's the important thing. Now, the original thing was roller coasters up to 75 feet, rodeos, lighting, all this stuff, but it came back down to that, to amending it so that ride heights to 45 feet, prohibiting RV overnight camping, requiring sound monitoring equipment, restricting reader board signs and all this. But everybody agreed that Hawes Farm has been such an important part of our community for so long. And as he pointed out that, it's for smaller farms. It's tough out there, and this was a way to keep the farm going, but also bring something down to South County.
Yeah, no, I think it's a win all around. And again, the a lot of the residents, not all, definitely not all,
no,
but some, wouldn't want anything there. But they were, the sound thing was one of the things I spent a lot of time with the constituent on. And, and that was really, really important to him. So, the way we crafted that really made him feel better. And honestly, Carl, a lot of it, the residents really wanted to feel heard. They just wanted to feel heard. And, I think all the supervisors with the different people we talked about were able to, lean in and then Mr. Hawes Gregg was great about it. Like, he was a complete team player, and that's what his family has been to this community for, greater than 150 years. So, I didn't expect any less, and it got done. So now it's going to go to the Planning Commission. And I had said from the dais, I said, hey, the supervisors are agreeing on all of this 5-0. So when this goes to the Planning Commission and comes back and we vote on the ordinance, don't waste your time coming and spending, your afternoon going on in public comment, which you're entitled to do 100%. But we've really, really put a lot of time into this, and the supervisors and everybody, the stakeholders, Hawes Farms, all bought in and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And so I would hope that item, when it comes back in March or early April, would be a very, very quick – it won't be a consent calendar item just because of the nature of it, but, I would hope it would be a very quick hearing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm switching gears again. The city's got a $5 million shortfall in their budget. How's the county looking for next year?
County's looking, it depends on how you depends on how you term that. Like, to me, I would like to be in a little bit better spot, but I've been there, you know, 2 years. This is my third, so I'm very thankful that the last 2 years, some of the work we've done, especially with the hiring of CEO Dave Rickert, we tightened the belt earlier. And I'm not going to say we're in a great spot, because a great spot would be, let's build a brand new jail and do all the things that we'd like to do. But we're definitely in an advantageous spot for where we are and where other counties in California are. So how's that for an answer?
Well, are we going to have a budget negative or a budget surplus or a budget, you know, what?
I think we're going to be exactly where we need to be, which is we're not going to give crazy. I'll just say that I don't want to speak for the board, because I'm one and we're actually in union negotiations right now. So I don't want to say too much about where we are, but I'll just tell you that we have to tighten the belt, because we don't know what the future holds, obviously. And for me, again, I'm a Dave Ramsey guy. So government is a very, very different experience for me about how money is spent, because I try not to spend money. I try to invest it. And, you know, so what we're doing right now as a board is we're trying to undo some things that have been done, not even just by past boards, but just by our state in general and about the leadership coming out of Sacramento.
So do we have a budget surplus or a budget deficit? The city has said, hey, we're $5 million, you know, a deficit starting next year. And are we in a deficit at the county? I know what you're saying about tightening belts and all that. That's what we all say.
We are on a razor's edge right now. So I'm not going to say if it's a surplus or a deficit, because we just had the mid-year budget hearings, correct?
Okay.
We saw those. And that was just two nights ago, so you can go back and watch that. So, I mean, I feel very good where we are, but if I was to tell you, oh, we have a surplus, well, then all of a sudden now, you know, the entities we are negotiating with hear that.
Okay, that's all you had to say. That we're still looking at it in negotiations, and if you say we've got $12 billion over, that they may want more. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
I want to hold you for one more segment, because I got people who want to ask you questions. Can you hang on?
I got to go.
Let me, it's Richard. Richard, do you have a question for Supervisor Cry? Hello, Richard.
Oh, hey.
Do you have a question for Supervisor Cry?
No.
Oh.
I had a comment about other items.
Okay, well then hang on for a minute. Kevin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, you bet. Have a great day, Carl.
You bet. Thanks for the phone call. What you got?
All right, goodbye.
What you got, Richard?
Did you need a break, Carl?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come right back.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Are you wishing for some cold, hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
living and loving the outdoors at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Extravaganza this weekend at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Lots and lots and lots of RV units to choose from, including Keystone, Forest River, Jayco, Lance, Starcraft, Rockwood, Coleman, and more. Meet the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone, sponsored by KRCR-TV. Guides and lodges, seminars and bass bin demos, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend, presented in part by Action News Now.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, we made it to Friday, the last day of February. I didn't think, you know, there were times in February I did not think we'd see this coming, the last day of February, but here we are. 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to start clouding up tomorrow and start getting some rain. But let's go to the phones. Richard, what you got?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Gorgeous day.
I have some strange guy in a tie-dye shirt is walking back and forth in front of the studios here. So it's kind of strange, but hey.
Let's watch out for the rocks, Carl. There's been a strain of rock window attack.
Did you see that? Tens of thousands of dollars. The Chamber of Commerce, the Subaru, security company, and the city hall.
Yep.
Yeah, terrible.
Yep. I thought Dutch Bros got hit too, but maybe I'm wrong.
Where?
Hey, tonight. Have you talked about the planetary?
It's hard to see you. It's hard to hear you right now. Get up closer.
I'm outside off speaker. I'm doing my best, Carl.
Okay, we'll turn you up a little bit. Okay. So tonight.
Tonight, right after dusk, there's supposed to be like 6 or 7 planets visible near the moon tonight. I guess it's a fairly rare event. I'm not an astronomist, but check it out if you can.
Okay.
Right above the horizon, if the mountains are not in the way. Hey, another quick item. I'm not sure if you've heard, Carl. The citizens of Shasta County, we are doing a citizen initiative petition to amend our charter to put in place some election integrity. Have you heard about that?
To put in what? Election integrity.
Election integrity in our local county charter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there hasn't been a formal launch quite yet because we're still waiting for the title and summary to be drawn up by county council. And once we get that back, then there'll be a formal announcement, and then the signature gathering is going to be starting very quickly. We have 6 months to gather signatures, and if we get enough signatures, it then goes on the next ballot for the public to vote on. So it's pretty exciting that the citizens have this ability legally to have a legal say in their county charter.
Well, I think that's a good idea, and if the public wants it.
Yes, absolutely. If the public wants it, they're going to vote for it, right?
That's the way it goes.
We have training this Sunday. If anybody would like the information on the training, this is the training on how to collect a petition signature. Very similar training that we did during Recall Shasta, by the way, and that worked out quite well. So if anybody wants to get involved, they can email Recall. Actually, the website is SaveShastaElections.org. Elections is plural. SaveShastaElections.org. And I don't have the phone number in front of me, but there's a phone number also to call.
Okay.
I think it's on that website. But, we'd love to get people involved. But again, the federal government, they're probably going to get some election integrity in place, obviously, because we have a new administration. Even the state government, believe it or not, probably due to pressure from the feds, even the state government are introducing laws right now. Yes, you heard me right. To actually increase election integrity in the state of California. I know, it sounds like I'm in a parallel universe when I say that, but this is probably coming from federal pressure. So, and we can also do this at the local level. So federal, state, and local level, we can, in this next year, we can put in considerable election integrity. So, but we do need the help.
Okay. All right.
So thank you again, Paul, for the time.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for calling. Hey, you know, there's all these studies showing people are lonely out there, emotionally uninvolved, an epidemic of loneliness. And a lot of it's got to do with those phones, as we know. However, Realbotix flagship has a humanoid robot named Aria. The future of robots look bright with advancements in AI and customization leading to more interactive and supporting companions for various aspects of life. It's a human-like robot. They can design her physical features and her background, create a backstory, create where they're from, what their likes and dislikes are, whether they're shy or outgoing, whether they're educated or not. And now they have Melody, the newest Realbotix robot. Can travel with you and recognize objects. Think of it almost like Lego pieces that can be put together, put into a suitcase, and you can travel with them. She'll be able to look at you and recognize humans, but also recognize if you're eating an apple or what you're holding. I don't know. We want it to be able to be someone's friend, boyfriend, or girlfriend. We're even building the ability for it to be romantic with someone. What does that mean? You mean like they put their arms around you? Okay, so you're lonely and because you don't go out, you're shy, or you just don't like going out and meeting people. So now you can buy your own friend. You can buy your friend. And then load them, load their computer brain with all types of things. And so, but can you imagine when you're going through the x-rays and the x-rays show that, there's a human, half of a human in a suitcase. Well, it's human shaped and all that. I don't know. Romy, across the globe, one company is creating a smaller robot focused on emotional support. For example, for an older person living on their own, they have no one really to talk to, so they might go a full day without talking to anyone else. But with Romy, they'll have someone to say good morning and actually converse with them throughout the day. Romy recognizes faces and has long-term memory, allowing it to build a relationship with their user. Do we see, and Romy has become popular in Japan as a way to help ease the country's loneliness epidemic they're having. Would you use one of those? Christina? Would you use one of those? Were you listening?
Yes, of course, sir. No, I don't think so.
You don't want a robot?
No.
Wouldn't argue with you.
You know, I would like to have a assistant, you know, like somebody who will help me to do a routine.
Oh, yeah. Like an assistant there that's when you say, hey, I'd sure like to vacuum the den.
Yeah, or like make me a coffee or like go do the dishes and you'll go do it.
Okay.
That'll
yeah,
be nice.
Okay. That would be cool.
But
that would be
other
cool.
Thing I would like, I prefer human.
Who is this guy with the tie-dye
really
shirt that keeps walking back and forth? Do we know him?
Should I turn on my Ukrainian attitude and go out?
No, I'll do
okay,
it.
Thank you.
After this is over. After the show's over.
One more minute. And he'll have fun.
Yeah. When they keeps walking back and forth, it's kind of strange.
I know, it's like we're 30 minutes.
What? I did not understand what you said. Okay. Thank you. Is it somebody we know? Is it him? Okay. Got it. Okay. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. A wonderful weekend. It is going to be beautiful today. Enjoy yourself. We'll be back Monday and on the beginning of March. Can't wait. So have a good weekend. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.